Israel's Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan will return to Jerusalem after the Jewish Sabbath Saturday night to report on what appears to be a snag at the Israeli-Egyptian peace talks in Washington.
Israel wants full relations established quickly. Egypt prefers to go more slowly. On this issue, the U.S. tends to side with Israel. American and Egyptian officials continue to express confidence that the peace treaty will be completed and initialed, and the negotiation, they insist, has not been derailed by this detour. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
But in Jerusalem, Dan Raviv reports more evidence of Israeli unhappiness.
At yesterday's cabinet session, according to sources, several ministers spoke bitterly of Egyptian attempts to gain concessions from Israel before agreeing to a peace treaty. Some ministers expressed the view that the United States is encouraging Egypt in these efforts. One cabinet member who never really liked the Camp David Accords, but accepted them for the sake of peace and government unity, told CBS News that any further concessions by Israel will not be acceptable. At the least, he said, there would be another debate, this time a much more contested one, in Israel's parliament, the Knesset. Some thoughts being given to personal intervention by Prime Minister Begin and Egypt's President Sadat. They're both expected to be in New York on November 2nd to receive an award. And right now, it appears much less likely than it once did that a peace treaty between their two nations will be completed by then. Dan Raviv for CBS News, Jerusalem.
In Cairo, the newspaper Al-Haram confirms that Egypt is insisting the treaty include a timetable for the end of Israeli military government in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip.
Cadillac Country.
Yes, come on over the border to Cadillac Country in Nassau and Suffolk counties, because now you just can't do better than to see one of the Nassau-Suffolk Cadillac dealers for a great deal on the all-new 79 Cadillacs. The Nassau-Suffolk Cadillac dealers are out to convince you you're ready for Cadillac 79 now. The deals, including leasing, are the best you'll find anywhere. They've pledged that when you buy a Long Island Cadillac, you can count on the finest service. Service from professionals that are conveniently nearby. Yes, Long Island Cadillac 79. It's a lot more than luxury, because behind it is a great team of Nassau-Suffolk dealers ready to make sure you get the best deal around. Three of your 12 Long Island dealers are Sorrent Cadillac Farmingdale,
Cadillac Country,
Rossman Cadillac Great Neck,
Cadillac Country,
and Crowsdale Cadillac Lynbrook,
Cadillac Country.
The Alaska Supreme Court has cast its ballot in that long-counting Alaska gubernatorial primary. It has overturned a lower court order for a new election. Bob Laurie of CBS radio affiliate KBYR in Anchorage reports.
Alaska Supreme Court agreed with the lower court's finding that election officials made mistakes in running the election, but disagreed with the decision, saying the combination of those mistakes amounted to malconduct. Former Alaska Governor Walter Hickel, who lost in the Republican primary by less than 100 votes, is meeting with campaign aides and lawyers this weekend to decide whether or not he will appeal the Alaska Supreme Court decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. Hickel's decision will come later this weekend or early next week. The court also ordered 249 previously uncounted ballots to be counted. Although mathematically they could change the outcome of the election, that is considered highly unlikely. Bob Laurie for CBS News in Anchorage.
President Carter is flying off this morning to campaign for Democratic candidates in Minnesota and Kansas. First stop, Wichita, Kansas, where Democrat Bill Roy is seeking the Senate seat vacated by the retiring Republican James Pearson. Lee Thornton reports.
Though Roy is importing the president to help, it is, ironically, Carter administration farm policy which is causing voters the most dissatisfaction with his candidacy. President Carter had been expected to announce a new corn policy on this trip, but Agriculture Department sources now say that's not likely. Mr. Carter has been trying to decide between a continuation of the 10% corn set-aside requirement favored by Agriculture Secretary Berglund and a 15% set-aside favored by the Office of Management and Budget. The set-aside served to reduce production a little and raise prices a little. Mr. Carter is said to have made no firm decision between the two options. Neither policy is likely to please the farmers who are worried about record corn crops this year and the accompanying low prices. Sources say it's probable the farmers will have to wait for an announcement, and that could be good for Midwest Democrats such as Bill Roy. Lee Thornton, CBS News, the White House.
The Los Angeles Times reports this morning that a federal grand jury is now looking into financial activities of Burt Lance while he was serving as President Carter's budget director. The inquiry is said to include Lance's role in the sale of securities and in obtaining loans and credit for relatives.
For 2 years, Ted Kramer has been both mother and father to his son. And in that time, a very special love has grown between them. But now, they may have to part. Kramer vs. Kramer, the best-selling new paperback novel from Cigna. Kramer vs. Kramer. You will read it and never forget what it does to you. Kramer vs. Kramer, soon to be a major motion picture from Columbia.
Clear skies now in Midtown Manhattan. The present temperature is 50 degrees. That's 10 on the Celsius scale. The humidity is 74%. The winds are coming out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. And the barometer now rising from 30.05. Our forecast for today calls for sunny, pleasant weather with a high in the mid-60s. Clear tonight with overnight lows 50 to 55 degrees. Mostly sunny and mild tomorrow. Highs 70 to 75 degrees. Monday, variable cloudiness but continued mild. It's clear and mild now. 50 degrees in Midtown at 8 minutes past 8.
A collision between two vessels in the Chesapeake Bay has left several Coast Guardsmen missing. Diane Sawyer has details from St. Indigo's, Maryland.
One boat was a Coast Guard cutter carrying 29 guardsmen on a training run. The other, much larger boat, was an Argentinian freighter carrying coal from Baltimore to Buenos Aires. The coal freighter suffered only structural damage. The Coast Guard boat sank within minutes of the collision. 18 of the Coast Guardsmen were rescued immediately, many of them by the Argentinian freighter. But early unofficial reports from survivors indicate that as many as half of the remaining 11 might have been trapped inside the sinking vessel. Marine and Coast Guard rescue boats have been sent to the scene, but Coast Guard officials say that diving efforts had to wait until there was sunrise. At the time of the collision, the waters of the Potomac were not unruly and the weather was good, so investigators have also been dispatched to interview the sailors from both vessels and try to determine just how the tragic accident occurred. Diane Sawyer, CBS News, St. Indigo's, Maryland.
In Memphis, Tennessee, court hearings continue today on possible actions against teachers who have been on strike for 9 days. The FBI has entered the search for the police chief of Yazoo City, Mississippi. Chief David Overton vanished Thursday after driving out of town on his way to testify at a trial 45 miles away in Vicksburg.
Abraham and Strauss Autumn Festival of Savings is nearing an end. In fact, today is the very last day to get in on before-the-holiday savings for your home. At A&S Festival of Savings, you'll find chairs and recliners on sale, plus incredible buys on love seats and sofas, like Domani's two-piece contemporary loose pillowback sectional sofa covered in luxurious cotton velvet. Regularly $1,208, now it's A&S sale priced at $699. And A&S Festival of Savings has terrific buys on bedroom and dining room furniture and on sleep sofas and bedding. For example, buy any Simmons mattress and box spring set at sale prices and get a deluxe Simmons frame at no extra charge. At A&S Festival of Savings, you'll also get great buys on Broadloom, lamps, and lots more. Don't miss these and other savings today at A&S Autumn Festival of Savings. Such great before-the-holiday values, you'll think we're celebrating early at the A&S nearest you except Garden City.
Reports from Zambia tell of more Rhodesian attacks on black guerrilla bases inside Zambia. Larry Pintak has the story from Lusaka.
Even as Rhodesian fighter bombers were destroying a guerrilla communications facility just outside the capital, a second squadron was attacking a major guerrilla base to the north near the Zairean border. Government and nationalist sources say at least 200 men were killed in that attack, bringing the total known death toll here to more than 400. But the Rhodesians did not stop there. Sometime late Thursday or early Friday, yet another incursion was launched, this time against a massive border staging area for guerrillas about to infiltrate into the Rhodesian bush. Details reaching the capital are sketchy, and there is no indication of how many men died. But eyewitnesses arriving from the area tell of the sound of explosions and gunfire filling the air. The incursions were coordinated with similar raids against guerrilla bases in Mozambique and have almost certainly condemned Rhodesia to many more months of bloody war. Larry Pintak for CBS News, Lusaka.
Earlier Rhodesian attacks had so angered black guerrilla leader Joshua Nkomo that he said he would not attend the all-parties conference on transition to black rule, to which Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith has now agreed. Italian police are mounting a big security operation today as heads of state and government arrived in Rome for the inauguration of Pope John Paul II. High-ranking delegations from about 100 nations, including King Juan Carlos of Spain, Prime Minister Raymond Barre of France and U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski are due to attend tomorrow's open-air inaugural mass. The former Archbishop Karol Wojtyla of Krakow, Poland, whose election last Monday took the world by surprise, has chosen to begin his regime, like his predecessor, John Paul I, without the trappings of a coronation. Four leading Roman Catholic intellectuals sympathetic to the Polish dissident movement have been denied exit from Poland to attend that inauguration. This is according to one of those Roman Catholic intellectuals today in Warsaw. One of these days, there may be a Cubanaut, to coin a word. A Havana radio broadcast, quoting a Cuban delegate to the United Nations, says that Cuba is to become the first Latin American country to have a cosmonaut. The delegate saying that Cuba will supply one of the crew members in a future space trip with the Soviet Union. Some Cubans are making a less lofty but no less welcome flight later today. Political prisoners and people convicted of crimes against the state are being allowed to emigrate from Cuba for the first time in a major policy shift by the communist regime of Cuban President Fidel Castro. A chartered jetliner will ferry the 46 former inmates and their 33 relatives who will be admitted to the United States on parole authorization from U.S. Attorney General Griffin Bell.